Yeah, you may be able to name that tune. Be sure to tune into the podcast later today where I explain why I'm playing this. The podcast, johngibson.com, subscribe right there. It is a morning digestion for this, the 10th of December. There's a couple of big news items. One, obviously, is impeachment. The Democrat committees Judiciary Committee has come up with articles of impeachment. I mean, what are we impeaching this president for? Well, number one, we're impeaching him for abuse of his powers of office. That is saying to the Ukrainians, do us a favor, though. That was abuse of his powers of office. And the second one is obstruction of justice, which was simply to say to these guys in Congress who want to impeach him, no, I'm not going to let my closest advisors come and testify to you. If you want them, you go to court and get courts to order courts. It's going to be several courts to order them to show up. And that, in other words, availing himself of his constitutional right to go to court is in Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi's view, obstruction of justice. So Schiff laid out the terrible, terrible things President Trump has done.
The president's misconduct goes to the heart of whether we can conduct a free and fair election in 2020. It is bad enough for a candidate to invite foreign interference in our political process, but it is far more corrosive for a president to do so and to abuse his power to make it so. Despite everything we have uncovered, the president's misconduct continues to this day, unapologetically and right now. As we saw when he stood on the White House lawn and he was asked, what did you want in that July 25th call? And he said the answer was a simple one. And not just a simple one on July 25th, but a simple one today, and that is he still wants Ukraine to interfere in our election to help his campaign. Even this week, the president's lawyer was back in Ukraine seeking to revive the same debunked conspiracy theory promoted at the president's behest. Which gets to the final and most pernicious of the arguments that we have heard in the president's defense. That the president can do whatever he wants under Article 2, including get foreigners involved in our elections, and we should just, to quote the president's chief of staff, get over it.
Well, Adam Schiff. So anyway, they're going to proceed with this. There may be a full vote of the House next week. The news then it becomes the Senate. Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell have agreed that they would like to not disturb the Senate's holidays off. So there will not be an immediate trial in the Senate, but it'll wait till January. Oh, boy, isn't it great. Now, here's a little perspective on where impeachment stands.
And to put the media's obsession with impeachment into perspective, more Americans Googled Peloton this week than they did the word impeachment.
Peloton was a bigger story. Okay, but let me go over the list of links. Impeachment, Dems announce articles of impeachment, Senate trial could start today, but why spoil Christmas? And it'll be in January. The New York Post puts it, the Democrats are worried he will win in 2020 by cheating, they say. That we must impeach him because he's on his way to cheat in 2020. New York Times, Dems whittle it down to two articles of impeachment, Ukraine and obstruction. Okay, then we get to Trump himself. Now, the other big story is the IG report. And, look, it's 400 pages. I haven't gone through the full 400 pages, but I did read the executive summary. And the executive summary, which is looks like it's about, 30, 40 pages long, is broken down in essentially two chunks. One is, Was there a political bias in opening an investigation of Donald Trump's campaign and Russia? Answer, according to IG Horowitz, no. Second part, let us list the FBI screw-ups in this investigation. And at that point, it becomes voluminous. And you have to ask yourself in reading this, wait a minute, if the FBI could make so many mistakes in judgment, if it could violate its own rules so often, how could there not be political bias? How is it possible that you could go through, you know, like 17 major areas of screw-ups by the FBI and the Department of Justice in this? And by the Department of Justice, I mean Bruce Orr. For an example, at one point, the FBI stopped using Christopher Steele and his dossier as a CHS, confidential human source. And that was an official act. We've stopped it. We've cut it off. Meanwhile, Bruce Orr over at the Department of Justice is continuing to talk to Christopher Steele about his phony dossier and then trundling his little butt over to the FBI and telling them what Christopher Steele told him without telling his superiors he was doing it, or allegedly without telling. I mean, and the thing that leapt out at me in justifying the FISA warrants, and there were several, I think there's four. There was an initial one and three renewals on Carter Page to tap him, wiretap him, and find out if he was, you know, cooperating with the Russians or coordinating the Russians and the Trump campaign. One of the things, one of the reasons that they gave to the FISA court to justify tapping Carter Page was that Page was speaking with Russians, in particular Russian intelligence assets, which made him suspicious as a spy himself. What the FBI knew but didn't tell the FISA court and ignored was it knew, they and the FBI knew, Carter Page was speaking to those Russian intelligence sources as a source slash agent of the CIA. He was doing it for the CIA. And the FBI knew it, but they used that as a reason to get a wiretap on him. The money quote in the Washington Post story is, Page, the agency said, had previously provided information about his contacts with Russian intelligence officers. That was potentially an important fact because if Page was telling the CIA about those Russian contacts, that might make him less suspicious to the FBI. Well, it certainly would. Why are you speaking to those Russians? I'm doing so on behalf of the FBI, the CIA. But they ignored it. It's worth reading. I've got it here, the IG report, at least worth reading the executive summary. I don't know how you can come to the conclusion, reading the executive summary anyway, that the FBI could make these kind of grievous errors and there not be a political bias at work. I just don't know. Washington Post found a nugget in there. Christopher Steele was friends with Ivanka. Washington Post, Trump lashes out at Christopher Wray for claiming the FBI is vindicated. The money quote is, the 434-page report rebutted conservatives' accusations that top FBI officials were driven by political bias to illegally spy on Trump advisors as part of the probe into Russian election interference, but it also found broad and, quote, serious performance failures requiring major changes. I mean, you can read those broad and serious performance failures for yourself and make your own judgment about whether or not that, you know, those were innocent failures. Comey takes a victory lap, as you expect he would. He's a dick. New York Times says president's people don't get what they want from the IG and move on to another conspiracy theory. This is exactly what the Democrats do with impeachment. They don't get what they want from Mueller, move on to Ukraine. But the New York Times is, you know, in the ware of its own hypocrisy. New York Times, IG report finds mistakes but does not attribute them to anti-Trump plot. New York Times, Macron was laughing at Trump while his country is literally falling apart. Same with Trudeau. I mean, they're snickering. I mean, Boris Johnson was in on it too, and Brexit's about to tear his country apart. Macron has a general strike. Nothing is working. This story says even the lawyers aren't going to work, man. Things are rough. It's one thing if the transportation workers and the post office workers, everybody else goes on strike. But when lawyers don't even show up, things have gone to shit. Trudeau, at the same time, America was adding 266,000 jobs. Trudeau was losing 70,000. And they were snickering at Trump. Politics, after slipping from the top spot, Lizzie is ginning it up again by targeting Mayor Pete and Mike Bloomberg. That's in the New York Times. Washington Post, there's a reason Lizzie knows so much about corporate corruption. She helped him. It's coming out what she did, the work she did. McKinsey, the big consulting firm, gives Mayor Pete permission to disclose the clients that he worked for. Politico. A whole bunch of female members of Congress standing around gossiping and saying, gee, there are a lot of white guys here. Oh, man. Terror, the Pensacola gunman went home to Saudi, came back very pissed off. That's in the Washington Post. Wall Street Journal, Russia and Ukraine agree on a ceasefire. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, New York Times. Yeah, that's a live volcano, but sure, you can go hiking down there, no problem. New York Post, American honeymooners badly burned in the volcano eruption. The husband has 80% burns on his body. Peloton, you know, that. I hope you know, everybody knows this. Peloton's ad caused a huge giant Twitter mocking, and then the woman who starred in that ad did this great funny ad for Ryan. I think his name is Ryan Reynolds, his new gin. Anyway, Peloton CEO is keeping his mouth shut. That's in the New York Times. Oh, this is great. The Washington Post. Avenatti's on trial for extortion, right? Extortion. Trying to extort money out of people. And he's saying to the judge, yeah, I spent millions of dollars I didn't have, but don't tell the jury that. It's unbelievable. New York Post, New York City's homeless plan was stopped. Why was it stopped? Well, their plan was just send them all to Newark. Yeah. You recognize that. That's sukiyaki. A hit when I was a very young person. So tune in to the podcast later. If you don't have a subscription already, go to johngibson.com and get yourself a subscription. Also, follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio and retweet. Write to me, host@johngibson.com, and call the bitch box at 859-544-2766. I think Khalil's mad at me from yesterday. Sorry, Khalil. It was just a joke. Relax, okay?